advisors spend less than 2% of their revenue on marketing. So let's keep it that way. In this video, I'm going to show you the $0 organic marketing plan specifically tailored to RIAs and financial advisors. This works whether you're selling plans, wealth management or products, or even a combination of the three. No matter what you're doing, these marketing tactics and strategies work in 2026 and beyond. Now, this is free, but if I come across something that I think you should pay for, I'll either give you a free alternative or I'll tell you why it's stupid to do it for free. I'm Ryan, the founder of Podcast Principles. I've helped RIAs, financial advisors, and life insurance salespeople create podcast strategies that drive clients. This is not broker-dealer standard content. This is not stuff that compliance doesn't like. All of this is tested, tried, and true with real-life advisors, all of our clients, every single day. I've also helped over 100 other firms and even banks launch podcasts. So I know a thing or two about this industry, and I know what works, and I know what doesn't. Today, we're uncovering just that. Let's start. The first thing you have to do is create content. That's not rocket science. Everybody understands that somewhere here, we're going to have to stop using the broker-dealer content. We're going to have to stop just posting happy holidays and then disappearing, right? We're going to have to create content. But the question is, how are we actually going to do that? Well, this is called the 90-minute recording block. All you're going to do is set a 90-minute session on your calendar. That's a 90-minute recording block. All right, so the next question is, what do I actually record? I'm going to give you three ideas, compliant-friendly ideas that I know that you can execute. The first one is either a solo podcast or YouTube video, just like this, talking to the camera. That can be using prompts from ChatGPT. That can be even using some of the ideas that I'm going to give you later in this video. Either way, this is humanizing you. And also, all you have to do is talk. You don't even have to type anything. Very, very simple. Very little planning, and I'm going to get to that too. Number two, you can do Q&A style. Do you have a CPA friend who you typically work with or that your clients love? Do you have another advisor in the firm that specializes in something a little bit different than you do? You can create content together. That's the point of creating content to begin with, is to make sure that we can do it collaboratively, which makes it fun, which makes us want to keep going and do it over and over again. The third place to get content ideas from for your recording is your clients. Your clients, your prospects, people that are booking calls, referrals. Record all of your client calls. This isn't about compliance. You're allowed to record them for your own use and use them for content ideas, right? So record the calls, use a note taker or even voice memos, transcribe that, put that in the ChatGPT, and let your clients and prospects create the content ideas for you. This is so easy. You're just not doing it. All the ideas are there. And guess what? The TikTok influencers are answering your clients and prospects' questions and not you. And that's because you're not recording shit. Seriously. So how are we going to do this for free? How are we going to record this content? Well, you're going to use your phone. And if you do it virtually, you can go ahead and use Zoom. I'm not trying to tell you to use Zoom because the quality is not going to be great. But again, you're going from recording nothing to recording. So I don't give a shit what you use as long as you actually record it. Now, if you want better quality, that's beyond the scope of this video. You're going to have to go to the paid equipment guide so they can spend a few $100, get some quality equipment and get started. But I'm telling you right now, a phone or a webcam is perfect. You don't need much more than that. And it's already there in your pocket or on your desk. Step two, what do I actually say in the content? It's not what you say, it's how you say it. And how you say it is based on the prep that you do. But hey, who has hours and hours and hours to prep all this content when you have to actually run a business? I'm with you, man. I'm with you. So what we're going to do is we're going to use a guide. In the description below, the first link that appears right there is a guide to the easiest video script on earth. But before you go ahead and download that for free, I'm going to just let you in on everything you need to know and nothing that you don't. Scripted videos are really simple. This can be scripted or this can be bullet pointed. So you don't need to script it verbatim. But what I'm getting you to do and the habit I'm getting you to build is planning your content before you record it. I even use 6 hours of client calls just to create this video using AI to help me. And we're going to get to that as well. But let's keep things simple for now. How does a video script work? Number one, we have the hook. The beginning of this video was scripted, whether you noticed it or not. It was, right? So that's important because that's the hook of the video. Next up, we have the body of the video. This is like writing an essay in high school, right? You have the intro, you have the body, you have the conclusion. Same thing here. Hook is scripted. The body, that's where you're breaking down the points, the problems, the frustrations, whatever that might be, the 3 things, the 5 things, the 7 ways to wealth, 5 ways to manage your IRA, 3 ways to save for your 529 plan, for example, right? But you're breaking down 3, 5, 7, 50. I've even done a video with 50 things, right? But it's predictable and it's segmented, right? So that's the body. And then we have the conclusion. That outro is going to be scripted as well. So the intro scripted, the outro scripted, the body is you just ripping because remember, we have editing on our hands. So you can just talk and talk and talk and we'll cut the parts that don't make sense. But that's how you're going to run your videos. You're going to use Script Science. It's in the description below, the first link in the description. You're going to go ahead and download that free script. And guess what? I have another 10 plus title ideas there for you too, if you run out of ideas. So use the free script. It works for 60-second videos. It works for 60-minute videos. And what it's going to do is get you in that habit of prepping your content. Step 3 is creating content from your content. And what I mean by that is a word called repurposing. And that means we're going to take this 90-minute recording block, the series of Q&As and or solo podcasts, or you just talking to the camera, right? And we're going to cut that up. So we're going to take any video that's longer than 5 to 10 minutes, and we're going to cut that up in the short segments. If you want to do this for free, you can use the trial version of Opus.pro, which I think is great. I would actually pay for it just so you can have your proper branding and colors. And if you're going to use it every single month, you're probably going to need more credits. But hey, if you want to use the free version, go for it. CapCut is another great software that is completely free where you can cut and caption your videos. Listen, there's probably thousands of these video editing softwares where you can cut and clip your videos for free. The point that I'm making here and what I want you to do and know is that it's easy and it's basically 2 to 3 clicks away, right? Because if you just have a longer form recording, almost nobody's going to watch that, right? This isn't the Joe Rogan Experience. This isn't the Tonight Show. This is you talking about boring financial shit that people don't really care about. But if you put it into a shorter 60-second video, well, now you have a chance, right? And what's the benefit of that? Well, now they don't have to go sifting through the longer recording and they get to see you talk. Do you crack a joke? How do you explain things, right? That's why we're using video content. That's one of the reasons why we're using video content is to humanize you, right? That happy holidays post or, hey, I just had a client who did this, those examples in text form, they're great, right? But we can't see you, hear you, and know you, and experience you. And that's what video repurposing does. It takes this longer 90-minute block of recording, Q&As, solo episodes, co-hosted, even interviews, and chops it up. So the simple formula is what we like to have is at least 5 short-form clips per week, right? So with Opus Pro, that's going to be a really inexpensive subscription where you're going to be able to make probably 30, 40, 50 videos a month if you really want to. But the key here is posting at least 1 short-form video per day on the video first platforms. That's going to be YouTube Shorts, Instagram Reels, TikTok. Now, we're not getting into content strategy right now. We use LinkedIn for all of our clients because the targeting is just incredible on there. And yes, you know, you use LinkedIn to get a job and then you forget about it. But, you know, you can't deny the fact that we've generated hundreds of thousands, even millions of dollars in revenue from LinkedIn. So that's the one that we decide to use. But no matter what you use, the reason why you're creating videos again is because you have the ability to post them on all these different platforms. So you're going to take that long form video, you're going to chop it up into clips. And then if you have 5 to 10 minute segments, you're going to put an intro on those and an outro. and then a thumbnail and a title, and you're going to post those on your YouTube channel. And here's the hack, here's the tip for making all of this compliance friendly. You're going to record in one 90-minute block, and you're going to send that entire recording to compliance. They're going to approve the 90-minute transcript, and then guess what? Now all of your repurposed content from that one long recording is all automatically approved because they approved the transcript for the long recording. So I just got you around that compliance hurdle. I was going to say a different word. You're welcome. Great. So we're here. We recorded. We produced. We had AI even help us with the editing, or maybe our cousin is a video editor or thinks he is. And now we have to post this stuff. So how are we going to do that? Let me make it simple for you. If you're going to post on any platform, there is no reason to post unless you're posting every single day. And I don't mean every day, like 7 days a week, but at least 5 days a week. Because if you think about it, you post twice a week. Now you have about 100 chances a year. You post 5 days a week, you have 300 chances per year. And I'm not good at math. You are. Maybe the math doesn't math, but what I'm getting at is, you know, the more you post, the better chance you have, right? And what I'm really saying is stick to a platform here. Don't post on all platforms. I've never, ever, ever in my entire life of marketing, and I've been doing this for a little while, I have freaking gray hairs because of it, seen somebody grow on 5 or 7 or 9 platforms at once. It's just not possible. So don't waste your time. Focus on what matters. Keep the main platform, and have 5 LinkedIn posts a week. Have that be your main platform because, hey, we can target on there, right? Sales Navigator. We can find your ideal clients, high net worth families, right? We can find them there. And then use podcasts if you have long form. Then use YouTube for those clips, right? Those YouTube shorts. And now we have our content cadence. But whatever your main platform is, we're going to need you posting there at least 5 days a week. And hey, listen, you're doing this in a 90-minute recording. It's not that hard. Transcribe the 1-minute clip, have AI or an assistant help you turn it into text, and boom, 5 posts are going to take you less than 5 minutes. Step 5, how are we going to convert this attention into clients? As you know, clients do not love when you spam them or when you try to sell to them or even when you try to market to them. What you have to do instead of pushing, what 90% of financial advisors do, you need to pull and attract. The clients who I have, the advisors who are fully booked out, are not people who spam messages. They're people who capture demand. And this happens at what's called the bottom of the funnel. At the top of the funnel, you have awareness, right? At the middle of the funnel, you have connection. That's where people start to know, like, and trust you. And at the bottom, you have conversion. And that conversion piece is what I'm talking about right now. Now, what you have to do is have a bridge. You have a bridge between somebody know, liking, and trusting you, and somebody buying. That bridge is a resource. So what you're going to do is give something for free. Over the course of this video, I've mentioned something called script science. In all my videos, I mentioned script science. That's a free resource that I'm giving you in exchange for your email address. You're going to do the exact same thing. But the thing is, you're not going to download that script if it's not good or if it's something you don't need, right? So this is why the bottom of the funnel, the conversion piece, you have to spend time on it and figure out, who really am I? Am I an advisor who saves you on your taxes? Am I an advisor who helps with wealth management? Am I an advisor who really pushes fee only and I'm not going to help you budget? Am I an advisor that works with anybody? Am I an advisor who only works with families? Am I an advisor who only works with business owners? Am I an advisor who only works with salespeople? Again, you're going to tailor that conversion piece, that what we're going to call a lead magnet, right? Which is something that the lead goes, oh, this is nice. I'll sign up for it. You're going to tailor that to your ideal client so that it's relevant. And that's how you get people signing up for your free resources. And guess what a free resource leads you to? A paid resource. Yeah. What's up, man? Shit. I don't even think I needed to say that, but you know, some people is Dumbo. All right, so we have our marketing dialed in. We did our recording, and then we chopped it up. We're going to make 5 posts a week using that recording and the transcription, so it's super client, so it's super compliance friendly, and our compliance people are not wanting to murder us. Great, fantastic. Let's go a little bit deeper. What do we need to know to create a content strategy? What I just described is the how. This is the what and the why. This is what's called your content pillars. These are 3, 4, or 5 big buckets that you can then extract topics from. An example content pillar for a financial advisor could be tax planning. Another content pillar could be investing. Another content pillar could be insurance. It's all custom to you and your firm and what you sell and believe in. But these content pillars allow you to extract unlimited content ideas. And that is the coolest part about the pillars. But it's a little bit more philosophical, so that's why I left it here at the end. But it's going to help you a lot if you sit down with your team. This is what we do with clients. We spend 3 to 6 hours on this, defining the content strategy. But make sure you have your big buckets, and you're never going to run out of ideas. All right, so now we're at the final piece of this. Before, there's one last bonus piece at the end, but what I want to give you is the free playbook for this, meaning these are all of the free platforms that you can use to get everything I described done. So we're going to go down the list. First of all, for recording, either use your phone on cinematic. If you have an iPhone, cinematic mode. Android, nobody uses Android. If you use Android, that's weird. I don't imagine you have many friends or clients, but iPhone, like everybody else, have 4K. If you want, you don't need to use 4K, but if you can edit and export and post in 4K, use 4K. If that's too, you know, convoluted or specific, just record 1080 on cinematic on your phone. And then you can use Zoom to record for free. The paid platform I would recommend here is riverside.fm. And I'll also put the link to sign up for Riverside down below if you want to try a professional recording platform with better quality. In terms of editing, if you have an editor, you can ask them to use DaVinci Resolve, or maybe you're turning your cousin, your VA, or your junior advisor into an editor. You can have them use DaVinci Resolve, which is a professional platform. It's actually used to edit movies. It's legit and it's completely free. Then the more simpler version is going to be CapCut. That's a very similar platform, but just not as in depth, also free. And then the free version of Opus.pro is great. I'll also put my link down below for Opus, so you can go ahead and sign up for the trial, try it out, and pull some video clips. But those are all free options for you. And where I would suggest paid is definitely with Opus and their paid tier, if you can afford it. Transcripts, free transcripts. You have 2 options here. You can upload your video to Google Drive for free, and Google Drive will transcribe it. I uploaded a 3-hour video and it transcribed the entire thing. Number 2, YouTube. You can actually upload up to 100 videos a day to YouTube, whether you release them or not, and it will transcribe it for you as well. And then you can even give it to ChatGPT and ask ChatGPT to decipher who is talking and when, and it'll do a pretty good job of that. Thumbnails and graphics. I would always suggest hiring a graphic designer. But again, this video is the free ways to do all of this. I actually like a combination of Canva and ChatGPT. Now, the free GPT, it might be limited. I'm not sure how much it can really do for thumbnails, but Canva is great. And I mean, listen, these are not, high level productions here. You might just need something that looks professional. In that case, I would say Canva, and I have never paid for Canva. I've just always used the free email. MailChimp is going to be the best way, but I would never use an unpaid email provider. I'm not sure what the free MailChimp is. It might be 250 contacts, but I would just go with the paid. I think it's like $9.99. But again, there are free plans. ConvertKit, I'm seeing here, also has a free plan. So MailChimp and ConvertKit, great for bottom of funnel, and then you can upgrade later. I'm on MailChimp. I honestly don't like it that much. Probably going to go with ConvertKit on this one. Okay, so here we are. Let's talk about compliance. We made it. We produced the content. We planned the content. We recorded the content. We repurposed the content. We purposed the content. We went in with the content. We came out with the content. We got inputs, outputs, everything. But what is the number one thing that's going to stop us from doing all of this? It's the compliance. We love compliance, right? Love compliance. They're
great.
Compliance is great. And we love them and we bow down to them. But they can be a bit of a hurdle. So the hack for compliance for financial advisors is to record in a long extended production or a long extended recording, meaning a 30, 60, 90 minute podcast recording, and take that transcript and then send the transcript to compliance. So then anything you create from that transcript is already approved. That's the easy way. Now, there's a few odds and ends here as well. If you have a vendor, right? Or another company, right? Somebody like us, we're podcast principals, you know, editing the content for you and you're a firm or an advisor and they're interfacing with compliance. That's something that you need to set up in the beginning and really take the time to create a system. Compliance is already overwhelmed with everything they have to do. And then you're going to throw in another company. So they have to approve your stuff, your advisor stuff, and this other company's stuff, even though it's still your stuff, that's going to form a potential hurdle. So what I would do and what we do is always get ahead of it. And we have a meeting with everybody involved. If there's five people involved, great. If there's two, it doesn't matter. We're just going to get a meeting with everybody so then they know what's coming and when it's coming. The best thing to do here is make compliance aware of everything far ahead of time so they don't hate you because, hey, listen, at the end of the day, they're the gatekeeper of all this. So we want to keep them happy, send them some sweet treats, some snacks, edible arrangements. Are those still a thing? I don't really know, but you know, maybe compliance likes chocolate. Figure out what they like, their favorite sports team, do whatever you got to do to get these past the finish line here. The last piece that I want to talk about for the free financial advisor marketing plan for 2026 and beyond is this. Your clients are not going to be knocking on your door saying, hey, can you manage my wealth? It just doesn't happen like that. The key to marketing is not the how stuff, though it is important. It's the why. It's the purpose. It's the human element. And if you really want to sell and you want to attract clients to your firm, you're not going to do it by just posting. You need to actually talk. So the direct messages are your friend. That is where the magic happens for financial advisors. That is where you ask questions. That is where you reach out. That is where you say, hey, thanks for connecting with me. Did you connect because you're interested in financial services or are you just connecting for now? Either way is great. Thanks. But again, you're a person, right? And you're asking them and you're caring about them. Remember what you're doing here. Even people who make $500,000 a year, especially people who make $500,000 a year, your ideal client who has $1 million in investable assets, do you think they want to talk about finances? Do you think they want to come to you and tell you about their financial problems that they're embarrassed by, that our society and culture has told us that created stigma around, right? Do you think if they're making $350,000 a year, they're going to come out and tell you that they literally don't even know how to budget? It's not going to happen. That's why you need to go to them in a human way. So if you take nothing else from this clip or this video or this segment or wherever you're getting this right now, whether it's on YouTube or the podcast, I want you to know that the advisors and the firms who are going to grow, who are going to grow AUM, who are going to sell plans, who are going to sell product, they're going to sell all of it because they're human beings and they're not just in it for the margin. They're not just in it for that 1%. They're not just in it because they just want to grow AUM at all costs. They're in it because they're here to serve a person and they're here to solve a problem. And at the end of the day, that's what business is. My name is Ryan Sullivan, the founder of Podcast Principles. This is the advisor's marketing plan for 2026 and beyond. Make sure that you grab the free script below before you get out of here. It's going to help you a ton. and is specifically tailored to creating simple, very simple and easy videos so you can get out here and do everything that we suggested here in this video. All of the links to the software that we are affiliated with, no sponsors, we don't have any sponsors, but affiliated with, meaning we use those softwares so we have our own links so that you can get a deal on that software by going through us. All of those for Opus Pro and the other softwares are gonna be in the links below this video as well, or this podcast episode. Thank you so much for tuning in and we will see you next week. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the newly improved Ryan Sullivan Show. Now, since this podcast has changed, I want to get some new people in here in this kind of new ecosystem, whether it's business, entrepreneurship, podcasting, social media content. So if you know anybody who likes content like this, maybe they're just starting their brand, make sure to share it with them. That's the only thing I'm going to ask you to do here. You know the deal. If you've listened once, make sure to hit that follow and subscribe if you actually enjoyed. And finally, really, it would mean a lot if you could share this with at least one person so we can continue to help people grow and launch their business and their podcast. Okay, I'll catch you next week.